Welcome to Zapic Rising, where we embody our creative muse, our wild authenticity, and share in a little bit of rebelliousness. Hey there, it's Virginia, and it's good to be back at the microphone. I hope you had a blessed Pride Month. If you had your Pride time, here in the States, in a lot of places, or, you know, if you have something just privately for you, maybe your circle, maybe with people you know virtually. Either way, I hope you had a beautiful and blessed Pride Month as much as we can with all the shenanigans happening in the world. So we have to honor the both, the and, right? Now, I've got an announcement today. I'm excited about the announcement, but let's do some storytelling first because we need some context. Let's just say Monday, it was literally on Monday. Monday began the new chapter in my business, or expanding in the business. That's a better way of putting it. So what happened, Virginia? Well, I actually, I still, fucking fireworks. I don't know if you just heard that on the recording, but it's the 4th of July here in the States. Awesome. Anyway, in real time, because we're all in this together. So anyway, on Monday, I was on the phone with my business insurance provider and trying to hash out different policies for the thing I'm about to tell you. All right. But you know what's really funny about it is that call really helped me solidify this plan when I didn't really expect it. Or I don't know if you can relate to this, friend, but you know when you're thinking you're going to go in a direction or you're expanding something in your life, and but yet you want to maybe overthink it a little bit more, or you want to kind of really weigh the pros and the cons. Maybe do some list building, I don't know, reflecting, journaling, praying, tarot card pulling, oracle card pulling, you know, whatever, hiking. Well, the funny thing is I was on that call and really it just helped me with the commitment because it was kind of one of those moments. It was, to be very transparent, it was literally the last day of June and my policy, my normal monthly payment would have been due literally the next day. So I think that actually kind of helped push this along, funny enough. But what I've been doing for a few years now, especially if you're new here, hey, Virginia James, nice to talk to you. But what I've been doing for a few years is, you know, I was in that, we'll say kind of that career, quote, coaching. I actually hate the term coaching, but we're going to use it here just for ease. So career coaching and business coaching, okay? I really started helping women find their purpose. And I also have a background in academia, social work, and nonprofit. So it's kind of like a lot of those make your life better kind of vibes, right? That's what I've done over the years. Anyway, so that's kind of where the business was for a while. And that was my business insurance. I just handled it that way. Okay. And in the last about 6 months, I was thinking I'm going to really start helping sapphic creatives. You know, I was kind of honing in on what Virginia wants to do. And I said that in another episode, you can go back to it, about essentially, you know, who got elected in the US, and it made me and many other business folk go shit. Well, I guess it depends upon who you are. But for those of us who went shit, what can I do? How can I do better? Anyway, so that's where the whole shift towards really, you know, helping sapphics and be, you know, in their creativity and making, frankly, making beautiful things, rebellious things, getting it out there, being authentic in their expression as much as they're, you know, up for and comfortable with expanding. And yet, here I was, admittedly, stifling my own creativity. Let's just be very fucking honest about that for a second. And I did also do another episode, or maybe a Substack about that too, is like, you know, I did a lot of art. Let me just do this in a 30-second summary. I did a lot of art. You can also listen to another episode about that, about the different mediums I've learned from in classes, actually. I'm not self-taught. I've done classes in varying mediums over the years, high school, college, and after college. Okay, So, but I went into social work, I went into service and academia and the nonprofit world, right? So like the whole point is I was serving others. I was really, frankly, putting everyone else in front of my own priority. Yes, I kind of took care of myself. I took care of my dogs, but like, really, it's like I've always put people in front of me. They needed to be helped first. So I've been really unpacking that the last number of months, and that helped me really hone in on, sorry, there's a jet flyby or something, maybe for a local event. Who knows? I hope you can still hear me. Oh, and my Freya's going off. You know, it's just the day and the time. Anyway, thanks, Freya. So, God, what a day. What a last 24 hours. Oy vey. So basically, this business insurance call on Monday, quote, forced me to really make a call, make this decision. Am I committing to myself or I'm going to stay on the fence a little bit longer and then do it? You know what I mean? And I've always been the one in life. Yeah, I might be kind of freaked out. If I have the resources, I take the risk, right? If I have the support, I take the risk. Shit, there's been some times in my life I'm like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm going to take the risk anyway. So I'm game for that. I believe in growth. Maybe that's my Sagittarius rising. I believe in growth and authentic living and or learning how to get there. Okay. So all that being said, ta-da, this is a big announcement. I will be making a chunk of my business, my creativity, and my work, really my sacred work, a big chunk of that is going to be art now. It's going to be like painting and illustration and mixed media, okay? I'm going to be filling my own bucket that way. And also through that product line, the goal is to continue to liberate ourselves through art, to continue to transform ourselves through art and this ancient beauty that I deeply believe in, right? In these mediums that we use and that we've learned how to use them and work with them for millennia. A lot of this is an ancient art, right? Shit, those recycling plastics and making something beautiful, that's also cool. It doesn't have to be ancient. Maybe I should, you know, admit that or do a little PS. There we go. Now, big chunk is going to be my own art, my own creativity. And so that will be in the development. Wow, I can't word today. It's Friday. That'll be in development. That's going to be moving from the back end to the front end. Shit, my whole office is a mess right now because I've been trying to rearrange things for my art table again, for the supplies, for the vibe, and all of that. So I'm really excited for that, but I still will be collaborating with, supporting, and being in community with Sapphic Creatives. Those are my people. And so I'm going to continue to write my books. There you go. Finish book 3. That is the goal. We'll see when that timeline looks like. I'm still working through book 3. It's a little, I don't want to give anything away. I'm just going to shut up about that. Okay, I'll be working on book 3. There you go. And so it's really about art and authoring for me at this point, at this stage, and seeing what comes from that. Giving it room to breathe, giving it room to become empowered, giving it fire, right? And bringing it from the depths of myself again. So that is going to be a huge chunk of the product line, again, to be determined. But if you're also a Sapphic creator and you're like, oh, shoot, Virginia, you know, are you going to be helping us out? You know, I will as a colleague. And that's the other thing is that business insurance, it kind of made me, we're going to be changing some marketing language around, and that's okay. That's what this is all about. Like, you know, I don't believe in going into something head first and saying I'm never going to change it because we change, right? You could literally listen to the first episode of this rebranded podcast and I'm still obviously the same Virginia, but I have grown a lot even in the months since. And that's okay. That's a good thing. That's a very good thing. So that's the announcement. If you're scared of your own growth or you're worried about, I don't know, disappointing people in your authenticity, it's easy for me to say, be yourself anyway. obviously, but that's why it's so important to have people like us who want to show up as our true selves. And yes, I gotta say this as a PS before I end this episode. Resources do matter, okay? I'm not one of those types that there's a lot of conversation in the business world. Like, even if you have $5 to your name, go start that business and screw your job and quit in 2 days. No. We're all different. You need to do what's best for you. And also challenge yourself to continue to move beyond your comfort zone and see what you can do. If you can't be a full-time artist right now, or actually I don't even like full-time, because art is art. You're an artist whether you do it for 5 minutes or whether you do it for 50 hours a week or, you know, something even longer, right? I believe in you and your craft. So I just want to say that, I guess, as a final tip. You know when it's best to start these things for yourself and how. If not, you're going to figure that out. And that's beautiful. All right. There's my pep talk. There's my announcement. I hope that you have a beautiful day ahead as much as you can. I know, again, there's a lot happening in the world pretty much every fucking day. So I'm going to say it again, like I've said before, we are in this together. We have each other. We are in community. Even if you feel alone, deeply alone in this, you're hearing my voice right now, or you're, you know, reading the transcription, or you are consuming this conversation in the way that you do. And I am here for you. We have each other. We're going to continue our craft, whatever that looks like, in making this world more sacred. So let's keep it up, okay? I'm going to keep cleaning my office because it's driving me a little bananas. I like some organization and shit's everywhere. So let me go do that. You have a beautiful evening or day or weekend whenever you're hearing this. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.